Hi, Michael. I am taking you up on your offer of answering my questions, picking your mind for your expertise. Since it has been a while since our last communication, I have attached a copy of your last email. I'm sure you are in contact with many individuals daily and only do this as a reminder of our conversation. I have been vacillating back and forth trying to decide what my first project in the information product area might be. I have decided on information and tips for babysitters ages 11 through 16. Quite a change from the soup making that we talked about. Throughout the year, but especially during the summer months, young boys and girls are looking for jobs to provide that spending money they crave, and babysitting is a job available for that age group. I have composed an email to a lady that trains nannies asking her if she would be willing to let me do a taped interview with her or a trained professional nanny that she might recommend. I explained the targeted age group and have offered the outline of questions I developed for the interview. I also asked her to point out any topics that she thought might be of interest that I may have missed. Should I send the email, or would it be better to call and talk to her in person? Should I mention a fee? If so, should I let her set it, or should I suggest an amount? Should I provide the details about the tapes being offered for sale over the Internet? My interview skills are a little lacking. I feel I get somewhat tongue-tied due to being nervous, so I thought about providing the outline and hiring elance.com to do the interviews for me. But I'm worried that the validity of the tapes might suffer if I don't do it myself. Do you think that would be the case, or do you have any other suggestions?
Let me ask you again. We talked a lot last time about markets, and I asked you this from the beginning. I'm going to ask you again. What's the whole point here of having a business for you? What's really important to you about having some kind of business? Why do you even want to mess with any of this?
I want to mess with it because I want an income that provides me the freedom to do what I want. I want to feel like I'm a success at doing something, work a lot. I'd rather spend that time working for me rather than for someone else.
All right, and we also talked a lot about getting into something where you can make some money. Tell me how you chose or came to this idea about creating a booklet or an information tips for babysitters.
Truthfully, the reason I did is because I am having a very difficult time trying to come up with things that I feel like I'm very knowledgeable about. For instance, one of the things that you suggested is you might check into copywriting, and I listened to one of the tapes from one of your experts on your site. And I don't know if it was just kind of broken up, so it made it very difficult for me to understand, but it was beyond my comprehension.
Do you know which one that was?
He got a hold of a gentleman named Chang to help him with...
Oh, Eugene Schwartz.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's pretty advanced stuff.
Good, because a lot of it was more than I even comprehend at all. And I couldn't really figure out what I could do with the soup. I make soup. One of the reasons I went into the babysitting thing is because I work very well with young adults, and I work very well with young children, and I've had a lot of experience doing that. So I thought, well, maybe that would be something I could do. So does that answer the question?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea. So you were thinking of information product for young adults who are doing babysitting, tips to help them do a better job babysitting.
I could briefly tell you a few things in the outline that I made out, if that would help you, about how their parents feel about it. Do they actually have time to babysit? Do they actually really like children? Do they know a bit more about babysitting than they actually think they do? Do they have younger siblings, nieces, nephews? And then how to go about advertising safely, and how to spread the word, and how they would charge, and how to act professional and organized, and if they're asked to do extra things like housework, how to dress for success, to provide something for the children that they would look forward to them coming over, like a surprise day. What classes should they take and what classes are available for them to take? How to actually play with babies and toddlers and older children. How to keep peace with children squabbling and discipline acceptable to the parents. And how to feed them, easy foods to make, food availability. What about taking the children outside? What about swimming with the children during the summer? Bedtime for all the different ages. How to deal with bad dreams and nightmares. What is available to read to the children, setting their priorities, that babysitter themselves as far as children versus homework, children versus telephone conversations.
All right, those are some good topics. Now, did you come up with those on your own?
Some I did. Some of them I looked into, as you suggested.
Amazon?
Yep.
Okay, and how many books were there on how to do babysitting?
I'd say probably 5 to 10. Couldn't look into all of them.
All right. At first I thought it was a bad idea, but now that I think about it, I don't think it's that bad of an idea. I think the thing that I didn't like is marketing it to young adults, you know, children. First of all, if you're going to sell something, you got to sell something to people who have money. And it's hard enough to make money selling to someone direct, but when you got to sell to kids on it and they've got to go ask their mom and dad for money for this information product that they can make money on, it's just not going to happen. What are we talking about age group? 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old, 13-year-olds?
No, my age groups are from 11 to 16.
I don't have enough experience about that market, but I would think, and maybe I'm wrong, are these kids in control of their own money?
No, I would have to market it to the parents, definitely, not to the children.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good market. To sell to the parents to buy for the kids on how to babysit properly, I just don't think that is your market. But I think that instead of a book like you see on Amazon, putting together an information product on that subject can be pretty lucrative. If you had an information product that maybe consisted of some recordings, and we'll talk about the interview you could possibly do on the subject, and have a product for a couple $100, I think that's a product that you can sell to a lot of people, but not necessarily to kids, because babysitting is one of the easiest ways for anyone to make money, and it doesn't have to be kids. It can be adults, too. It could actually move into a little bit of daycare. There's a lot of money sitting for kids, and there's a huge demand for it. I've got two kids myself. We don't have a reliable babysitter. We've got my wife's parents, and that's how it is for most people, you know. They're very apprehensive of who they're going to trust with their kids, but I think if you could show somebody how to build trust and be a reliable babysitter, boy, that is great for kids, but for anyone to make money. So you could certainly niche it and try it to kids, but I think you're going to have a tough road. But I think you can put it out there to the mass market as a way to make a quick cash, because as long as the person who's buying the course hasn't been in jail and they're responsible and they qualify for all the things that would make them a good, reliable babysitter, and they knew how to market themselves and present themselves, and as long as they weren't a child molester or anything, that's a very simple way for someone to make some quick money part-time. So because of that business opportunity market, which is a small business opportunity, I think it may be a great product, absolutely.
A different approach.
Maybe a different approach could really appeal to anyone who needs to make money. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can market. I know there's definitely a huge market for that, because anyone who needs to make money can do it through babysitting if they knew how. Yeah, I think you got a great market. When I look at products, I'm looking at the market. And the market is enormous, from kids to teens to even young adults and adults and even people over 55. A lot of older people love kids, and they need a way to earn money. And, you know, you also have the popularization of these shows like Nanny 911. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You know, some of these shows which have really brought it mainstream too. So yeah, I think it's timely. I think it's a great product now. So what do you do to get your product developed? Let's go through some of the specific questions.
So what I was thinking about doing was doing an interview with the lady that trains nannies.
That trains nannies. Okay. How did you find her?
I got online, went through several, and just looked at them and found this lady and just composed a letter to her.
All right, so you wrote her a letter and you sent it to her?
No, I talked to you first.
All right, so this is one person you can interview who is an expert.
Yes.
Is she in your area?
No, but she trains professional nannies.
Does she have a website?
Yes.
Does she have a formalized training?
Yes, she does.
Do these nannies pay money to go through her training?
Yes, they do.
How much do they pay?
I would have to go into her website real quick and look. So what I asked her was just if she would be interested in doing a phone interview, or if she could recommend one of the nannies that she had trained that might be interested in doing it.
My theory is, instead of writing letters and using ways to separate ourselves or lessen the pain of actually just talking to someone and asking and selling them an idea, forget all that. Let's just call her. And what I'd be willing to do, if you want to do it, I'll call her and I'll ask her for you. We'll just call her right now. I'll do a three-way call and let's see if maybe we can generate some interest from her and find out a little information about her. What's the worst thing she can do? Does it have prices on her seminars and courses?
Just says to email her, and it gives you the email.
Here, I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes developing and creating an information product can be a real pain in the butt, and it's a trade-off. And I do present myself somewhat as an expert, but on many of the stuff on my website, I don't present myself as the expert, but I find the expert, and I'm just the guy who interviews the expert. Now, she's got a lot of credibility. You read me all these things, awards, and has been training people. This woman probably has all kinds of information products developed and a seminar. Really, what you want to do is make money. You may be able to walk in and act as a sales rep for her and just market for her, let her be the expert, and she has all the products and the tools and everything already developed, but she may be a very poor marketer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Is that an idea, if I call her and see if she'd like some help selling her courses? We're looking at possibly going through a training or a seminar on how to be a nanny.
Okay.
And we didn't see too many details on the site. How can we get some more information, costs, when it's available, and all that?
Let me just make sure I'm understanding your question. You have somebody that is looking to be a nanny training course?
Yeah, is that what you guys do?
Yes. They do need 2 years of previous child care experience, whether it's daycare, babysitting.
Yeah, we've got that.
Okay. We will be scheduling a class in late July. It's 6 hours long.
Okay, so we come to the class. It's a 6-hour class. I have the experience, and it's going to show me how to be a nanny, basically.
Yeah, and it will walk you through on working in a private family setting, that you're an extension of the family. We go over dress attire, manners, discipline, communication. We do contract negotiation, benefit negotiations, including salary, when issues arrive, education with the children that you're nannying for. We go over quite a bit of stuff.
Do we have a manual or a seminar booklet that we go through?
Nope, they can take notes throughout the class.
Okay, so we just take notes and you guys teach?
Correct.
Is it all taught through slides or on a blackboard or what?
An individual instructor.
Okay, an individual instructor teaches. How much is the class?
It's no cost.
Oh, it's no cost.
No, my girls that go through the class are nannies that I will be placing or I've already placed.
You're going to train us and then help us get placed in different homes.
Correct.
And then you guys are like a placement agency.
Correct.
Okay, I understand. Got you. Are you the owner?
I am.
So really you're pretty much a placement agency somewhat?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, got you.
We just offer the services just kind of to make nannies a little bit better and educate them more on working in a private family setting.
No, that makes sense because you want good people going into the home so the homes stay with them.
Right.
I see. Let me ask you a question. You know, with all the shows like Nanny 911, how has that been for your business? Has it picked up because of that?
You know, I wouldn't know. I don't ask clients that.
All right. Very interesting. So you are local. I thought you could educate people on how to do this nationally. I'm a marketing consultant, and we do marketing and product creation, and we sell products nationally. And I thought this would be a great thing to teach people nationally and without you limiting yourself, selling the information to people who want to be trained on how to be a good nanny. And that's what I was seeing. If you had the course or a system or a video of one of your trainings, that you could kind of get yourself out of that geographical location and maybe do something a little bit larger. There's a lot of money in placing nannies, but, you know, there's a lot of money in teaching people how to do it where they can go do it on their own, you know?
Yeah, and I know there's a couple nanny schools that are credentialed out there that charge nannies a couple thousand to go through their classes, like English Nanny Governess School is one of them. I don't know enough about them, but because my trainer has a child herself, she can't travel nationwide to do training classes, so we just kind of critiqued it to just be. Should I open a branch office in another state, which I have 2 states I'm considering, we would schedule classes that she would be able to go to 6 months out with a heads up to be gone for 2 days versus traveling nationwide.
I see. How long have you guys been doing this?
3 years.
3 years. And do you have a lot of people placed?
We have quite a
few. Now, when you say nanny, is that better than babysitter?
Oh, most definitely. Just a higher bar babysitter. I mean, babysitters come in when the kids are already in bed and mom and dad want to go out for dinner and a movie. They pretty much sit on the couch and watch TV.
So are your nannies part-time, more full-time, or across the board?
Across the board. Live in, live out, full-time, part-time. We do baby nurses across the U.S. now. Where we go in and...
So what can a family with kids who need a nanny expect to pay through your service for one of your trained nannies?
12 to 15 an hour.
And you probably just split that down the middle or something?
I don't take a portion of the nanny pay, no.
Oh, you don't? you're training them for free, why do you do that?
I charge clients a placement fee.
Oh, so you make money on a placement fee. So if I'm a family and I need a nanny, I'm going to pay you for a fee to you finding me someone.
Yes.
Just a one-time fee.
Yes.
Can I ask a ballpark of what I could expect to pay?
Full-time live out, there's a $150 app fee, $1,200 placements.
$1,200 for placement fee.
That includes all nannies interviewed in person, pre-screened, references checked. We do a felony, misdemeanor, sex offender, driving record, social trace, drug screen, and they go to a psychotherapist licensed.
And the psychotherapist evaluates them.
Correct.
So you're doing all this for me.
Yes.
And then once you place them and you've done your due diligence on them, then the nanny and that family is on their own pretty much. Are you out of the picture after that point?
Pretty much, unless problems arise and then parents and nannies call me for advice.
Very good, because the most important thing is finding someone they can trust, right?
And keep. We don't want turnover for the children. It's not good for them.
Okay, very good. You've been a great help. Thank you for your time. Let me think this over, and let's get back with you, okay? All right, now, was that interesting?
Yeah. Wasn't it interesting to you?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So they're not really selling seminars. Now you see their business model. You can think about what they're doing, because many times you can take an idea of what someone's doing in one area and do it in your area. Wow. Mm-hmm. Making $1,200 for a placement fee?
Your kids are that important to you. Too.
Absolutely, because think, what's the most important thing? Is you want a guy you can trust. You don't want to put anything in harm's way. Okay, so the important thing to note is if you're getting into something, as you get in, you want to create a simple information product, and I know that's what we talked about. But, you know, now we're looking at what someone else is doing, and you could probably do the same thing they're doing, you know? She basically told you their whole business model. So you're running ads in the paper looking for nannies. You put them through a training. I mean, do you think you could develop a training, like teach someone how to be a good babysitter is really what the information product would be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do that. You could do what they're doing. I'm just saying research is really important, and as you're researching, you may find better ways to make money than what you had anticipated from the beginning.
Right.
But if we're sticking from information product, what would be ideal is, and it may not work with her, she's only doing something on a local level, you may be able to negotiate something with her and interview the hell out of her, or get her to agree to videotape or audiotape her training. I mean, she's doing the trainings anyway, and then once she has an audiotape or videotape of a training, you could sell that. You could sell the videotape, you could sell the audio tape, you could get it transcribed, and that could be your product right there. Now, you got to ask yourself, well, why would she let me come in and videotape her training? Or, you know, let's say you set it up and you brought a wedding videographer in, someone who does weddings, and you said, I'd like you to go to this training and videotape this training. You got to ask yourself, why would she let you do that? What would be in it for her? Okay? You could say that you would like to videotape her training and you would like to sell and market that information product. You know, she's already got all the credentials and all the stuff on your website, so, you know, she's credentialized. She's been doing it for a number of years. There's a product right there that you can sell, but you got to give her some kind of reason. Now, you could offer her a percentage of sales. You could offer her a royalty, a 10% royalty on whatever you sell, gross sales. You'll pay for bringing someone in doing the videotape. You can allow her to use the videotape to do trainings for potential nannies that don't want to come in, where they could just order the videotape and go through the training on 6 hours of video. You could give her the rights to the videotape and let her sell it, but with the agreement that you get to sell it in your area too, and you'll agree not to sell it in her local area. You'll stay out of her state. There's all kinds of things you can do. So there's people doing things already that are already experts that all you have to do is just get it canned, get it cloned, get it on video, get it on audio tape. If you just looked in the phone book and looked up videographers, wedding videos, called the guy and said, yeah, I need to hire you to go do a video of a six-hour training. They go do it. You negotiate with them that you own the rights to the video. You pay them their hourly fee. It may cost you $300. They edit it for you, and then you've got a product right there that you can sell. And you would have to get an agreement with her. That's certainly a nice idea. And as long as she benefits from it and she gets to use the video to train her nannies without bringing people in, or she gets to sell the video, or if she gets to have a way that she can promote her services and her products to more potential parents. I mean, imagine if she's got clients interested in the service and she can send that video out and show those parents the intensive training that she puts the nannies through. What a great way to sell the service and to show the value of this $1,200 placement fee. You know, the placement fee is some good upfront money, but if she was smart, she would take a piece of the action for placing the nanny. Taking out, like, a placement firm, take 20 or 30%, take $2 for every hour, or a percentage of what the parent is going to be paying the nanny.
Well, that's some good ideas.
It's all about leverage. And this is just one, I mean, I bet if you did some more search, you'll find some other experts.
There were several sites.
Yeah. You just got to show them what's in it for them. Why would she say no? She's only interested in local anyway. You just got to have the guts to call her and talk to her and just make a presentation with her and just say, I went to your website and I have an idea which I think could benefit you and me. You know, just explain it to her. Just talk to her, mother to mother, woman to woman.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, have I given you too much stuff to think about?
No, you haven't. I have to totally develop in my mind what I'm going to say to her.
Now, that's if we want to go on the information products road, you know? Creating and developing information product, it's not hard. But then you have your product, then you got to do your marketing. There's all kinds of things you could do. If you liked what they were doing, you could approach her and say, how would you like to train me and let me license your concept and let me license your system on how you do this and let me license it for my state? Where are you located again?
In Idaho.
How would you like to sell me the rights for Idaho, how you operate your business there? You show me what to do and I'll pay you a royalty of whatever I produce. So you train me, show me how to do it, and I'll pay you a percentage of whatever I earn on the placement fees. You could buy the rights to their system on how they do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you think you could do it if these ladies just sat you down, you flew out there, and they showed you how to do it?
Sure.
You told me you're not in a big city.
Nope, I'm in a resort town. There's a lot of money in this town.
The best thing is just to leverage what someone's doing. She's only thinking geographically.
Yeah, she's got her guidelines down.
But you could line up a deal and have someone create their entire training, and you could show her how she could sell little franchises without being a franchise, but sell a business opportunity that shows other people how to do what they're doing. All kinds of things to do. You just got to think about it and do it.
Okay. Well, let me give this some thought, because that is the kind of person I am. I have to think things through. I'll keep in touch with you and let you know what I'm doing. I appreciate you helping me out.
All right. Has this been helpful again?
Oh, yeah. It really has. Because I have really been kind of stuck. I just couldn't decide exactly.
You got to make some decent money. She's making $1,200 a pop. Now, she does a lot of work. I don't know how much she keeps, but sell something where there's some good money in it, you know?
Well, you've given me some great ideas. I'll keep in touch with you. I'll send emails and let you know what's going on. Then if you want to talk again, we'll set something else up.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right.
Here is another tip for you, and it has to do with swipe files. And I'm going to hand you a lifetime membership of a swipe file you cannot beat. And if you go over to my website, hardtofindads.com, you'll find a free resource waiting for you with over 800 hard-to-find ads. Now, these aren't pretty fluffy ads that you're going to find in Madison Avenue at all the advertising agencies. These are hardcore, copy-intensive, direct response ads. Ads including Gary Halbert's, a huge collection of Brian Keith Voyle's entire best collection of ads that you can download, ads by Eugene Schwartz, ads by Ben Suarez, ads by John Carlton that you can view up close, you can read the text, and you can use to develop and create your own direct mail promotions. So get on over to hardtofindads.com. That's hardtofindads.com. You'll be with Michael with Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. in the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Be glad you did.